Track 7 and more news. Houghton Lane to close for 3 months. Work to widen Houghton Lane in Newton Abbot as part of the Houghton Barton housing development has got underway. The project, led by Bloor Homes in partnership with Devon County Council and Teignbridge District Council, will see the southern end of Houghton Lane near Sealhane widened. Improvements will also include footways and utility service connections. Originally expected to require a 6-month closure, the programme has been reduced to around 3 months, following coordination between the developer and the local authorities. Officials said efforts had been made to minimise disruption, including avoiding key periods such as school examinations. Houghton Lane closed to through traffic between its junction with the A383 Ashburton Road and Farley Cottages from Monday the 22nd of June. It will remain closed for the duration of the work, which is expected to be completed by Friday the 25th of September. The road will reopen as soon as it's safe to do so. A signed diversion route will be in place throughout the scheme. Initially, traffic will be diverted to the north of Newton Abbot via Bickington and Liverton using the A382, Staple Hill Road, Perry Lane and Houghton Road. A one-way system will also operate at the northern end of Houghton Lane and around the Sealhane boundary. From August, the diversion route will change, directing traffic to the south via the A383 Ashburton Road and the A382 Bovey Tracy Road to connect back to Staple Hill Road. The changes have been planned to avoid conflict with separate A382 improvement works at Forsyth Cross, due to begin in early August.
Hospitality businesses help police to keep children safe. Police in South Devon are working with the hospitality trade this summer to raise awareness of child exploitation. Operation Make Safe is an important campaign which aims to raise awareness with venues such as hotels, B&Bs and local campsites. As thousands of people flock to the region over the holiday season, officers are educating hospitality staff about signs to look out for, which could mean a young person is in danger or vulnerable. PC Paul Smart from the South Devon Child Centred Policing Team said hospitality venues are common places where children are groomed, exploited, or moved around. Staff are often the first adult outside the home to notice when something isn't right. We speak to hotel staff about spotting warning signs and give advice on what they can do to help keep youngsters safe, such as checking ID. Police want to educate staff and collaborate with them. We are not looking to embarrass anyone. Adults booking young people into hotels with no luggage or ID, for instance, and someone wishing to pay cash and not leave bank details may set alarm bells ringing. Staff who work in the hospitality trade are in a powerful position to spot early signs and protect children. Exploitation thrives on silence and missed opportunities, so we urge anyone with concerns to report them. You don't need proof. Child exploitation is when a young person is manipulated, coerced, or forced into activities that benefit someone else. Exploitation can be criminal, sexual, financial, online, and trafficking. Officers from local neighbourhood police teams across South Devon work with police cadets to carry out unannounced checks at hospitality venues.
Teenagers' beach gatherings prompt second dispersal order. Police issued a warning to teenagers gathering at Dawlish Warren Beach for the second weekend running. On Saturday night, a dispersal order was authorised following reports of what police described as a large gathering of youths at Dawlish Warren Beach and ongoing calls in relation to antisocial behaviour. The dispersal order remained in force until 7:22 p.m. on Sunday. A police spokesman said, "A request is made for parents of children in their teens to be aware of their location and to dissuade attendance." This was the second weekend groups of young people headed to the Warren. It is understood many of them arrived at the beach by train. A dispersal order gives police powers to break up groups and force individuals causing antisocial behaviour or crime to leave a designated area and prohibit them from returning for up to 48 hours. The previous weekend, up to 50 teenagers were reported to have caused trouble at the Warren and in Dawlish town centre. Residents described the youngsters as being drunk and fighting, and there were incidents of antisocial behaviour. While there were some comments that it was the youngsters letting off steam following exams, one Dawlish resident said, "If it's the same teens as last Saturday, they were causing havoc, walking out in front of cars, fighting in the road, sitting on the edge of the train tracks." The previous weekend, there had been an incident of a man assault outside a takeaway in Dawlish, which police said was linked to a large gathering of youth at Dawlish Warren. Officers engaged positively with those present, resulting in constructing interactions. While a majority of people were cooperative and respectful, a large number of alcohol seizures were made. "Our primary concern was the safety of the public, particularly given the number of young people present, with many being under the influence of alcohol on a beach and with the tide coming in. Our clear aim was to safeguard those present and ensure everyone was able to leave the area safely." Witnesses reported the large group of teenagers, estimated to be aged 14 to 16, hanging out at the Warren. One described there were so many groups of drunk teenagers throwing litter and falling over. Another said, "I witnessed drunk teenagers intimidating people just trying to walk past. They were also running across the road frequently, the amount of cars that had to suddenly stop. There were reports of girls fighting, shouting abuse at passers-by, and a further fight involving dozens of teenagers seen near the fun fair."
Appeal after fatal bus collision. Police are appealing for witnesses following a fatal road traffic collision in Torquay. Officers were called at around 10:20 a.m. on Friday the 19th of June to reports of a serious collision on Heal Road involving a bus and a pedestrian. Emergency services attended the scene, but despite their efforts, a woman in her 60s was sadly pronounced dead at the scene. The road was closed for several hours while specialist collision investigators examined the scene. Police are now asking for anyone who may have witnessed the collision or who was travelling in the area at the time and may have dash cam footage to come forward.